Welcome to Embrace and Love. I am your host, Dr. Charles Dean, the Relationship Mentor, and you are listening to Embrace and Love. Listen, tweet, share, and tell a friend that Embrace and Love is on the air. Embrace and Love is a show about real people with real day-to-day issues, real relationship problems looking for real relationship solutions. And see, that's really important to me because so many of us out here are having real problems and we have a need for a real solution, not just for someone just to put a Band-Aid on our problems, but to really get to the root of it. See, I'm going to respond to your emails and to your messages, and I want to get through these issues together. So I want to thank you for being with me tonight. Tonight, I'm going to get to the root of your problem. Now, do you know what the root of your problem actually means, getting to that root of their problem? See, there's so many of us out there. We're listening. We're single. You're dating. You're engaged. Or you might even be married. And you might not have noticed some of the challenges that's taking place in your relationships and the things that you're going through because of the day-to-day issues. And see, we learn to just accept them. We think that it's just a part of the day. We think it's just a part of the relationship. It's supposed to be that way, as what's going on right now seems like everything wrong seems to be the norm in relationships. However, the day-to-day issues can really put a strain on your relationship. It can be so much until you actually think that things are going good in your relationship and actually things are going bad because you have learned to just sweep them under the rug. And sooner or later, as time goes on, you begin to trip over the problems because you did not handle them when they were a lot smaller, when they were just a challenge. See, so I can't just sugarcoat it and kind of send you back outside to play and, you know, put a Band-Aid over it and say everything is going to be all right. We have to get to the root of the problem. I have to get to the root of the problem. And we are going to get through this together. Is that all right? Seeing a lot of posts for weddings and a lot of posts that are going out there to the newlyweds. And I want to congratulate all of the newlyweds and those that are getting married and your wedding is coming up. Listen, I just want to say congratulations, and I want you to stay open. I want you to have your hearts open to love. I want you to communicate about everything and continue building a strong foundation and a friendship. Listen, friendship is key. It's really important. Never believe or feel that the honeymoon is over. Keep dating. Always keep dating. And never, ever take your partner for granted. Always make your partner first in everything that you do, everything that you're going through. Even as you begin to move in and you get to know one another, make your partner first, because the day-to-day trials are going to be out there, but you have to make your partner first. Check this out. Have you ever had those emotions of courtship, or maybe you felt that, you know, the feelings that you had in that relationship are, it's kind of dying down, they're tarnished memories? Have you ever felt that way? Do you find yourself wondering where the passion of your marriage has gone? I mean, is it difficult to see your dashing knight, you know, that man that now sits in front of the TV every night watching sports and the news? On the weekends, he's just on the couch. He's a big couch potato. Or maybe the challenge is finding that woman that used to turn your head, you know, with those beautiful looks. She had those beautiful legs. She had that shapely body. But now she parades around the house in that onesie, that two-piece, the sloppy sweats and maybe the curlers. And, you know, and she sits right across the table from her in the morning. She's greeting him and saying, "Hey, how you doing?" And he's looking up at her like, "Really? This is what I now get? This is what marriage is all about?" See, a lot of people say that the honeymoon is over at that time. But I'm here to tell you tonight on Embrace and Love, the honeymoon is definitely not over. See, the feelings are still there. And that love hasn't diminished. But with, you know, the day-to-day issues and the problems that you encounter, a lot of times it makes our marriage one of the last priorities. It makes our marriage get a little bit out of whack. See, we need a tune-up. We need to find out what's happening. See, we live in this stressful world as it already is, between work, children, finances, church, friends, family, after-school events, events you want to do, entrepreneurship, a lot of things keep you busy. And what happens at that point, it actually makes your marriage take a back seat. Yeah, you're married, but you're saying to yourself, there's got to be more to it. There's got to be more than just getting up in the morning and kissing as I walk out the door and come home and staying in the kitchen and cutting the grass and taking the garbage out and doing homework with the kids. There's got to be more to marriage than this. This is not what I signed up for. See, it's no wonder that marriages are failing at an alarming rate. Or should I say that marriages are not what they used to be many years ago? And see, in order for me to help you and help my clients, I have to know what's going on in relationships. See, relationships are really, really different from 20 or 30 years ago. Last week, I put up a post on Facebook, and I posted a question in the social media in Love and Relationship, and I wanted to reach out as I was doing research for this show because I wanted to ask the question. And the only way for me to really get the answer was to have the audience, have the public chime in and give me their feelings. And I'm really, really grateful that someone was really open, and she sat down and she wrote me a little letter, or she posted a little letter. Her name is Colleen. And she was open to speak with me about the advice that she needs and what type of responses and different things that is going on in her life. And what I want to do is I want to read what she wrote. She said, "Dr. Dean, I have been with my husband for almost 18 years. 18 years and a long road, including 6 kids. A substance abuse issue, fights, many lies on both parts about big and little things, and many, many lonely nights for me in the beginning of my marriage. I also have depression, and I have been dealing with it all my life, making it hard for me to get over certain things, the small things. You know, they say don't sweat the small things, but a lot of times when you have issues in your life, you can't help but allowing the small things to creep up and be in your life." She said it came to a point where both of us decided it was best to leave the marriage and to separate. So we both began dating and talking to other people. And as time went on, we decided that our love and our life was worth more than being with someone else. See, I know not everyone will go through my pain, my trials, the same thing that we went through. She said, "But my husband never communicated with me, and that was a big issue." She said he would not listen to anything that I had to say. She said, "In the last 2 months, I have talked with him about everything, my feelings and how broken I feel. He told me how he feels and that he is tired of lying to me and he's tired of fighting and running. He wants to be happy, the same as I do. We just did not realize each other's needs." She said, "Things are getting better, slowly, day by day. It takes work and faith." She said, "Dr. Dean, I know it's a lot to share, but to the audience out here in Facebook, if you are dealing with just one of my issues or anything a little smaller than that, you cannot make that relationship work if you're not trying to make it work. And she said, I think that is the problem in so many of these relationships. It is lack of intent. We think that our marriage is on autopilot. And while we're going through things in our marriage, it's just supposed to get better. It's supposed to be the house with the 3.2 kids, whatever that means, the white picket fence, and we're supposed to live happily ever after without any type of problem. But see, tonight, I want to talk to you about 15 ways to improve your marriage. You see, because this is the way I think about relationships and I think about marriages. I think it is like any good running business. You have to have a meeting of the mind. You have to consistently communicate. And you have to figure out how we're going to make it as times are changing. This is going to be a series that I'm going to be talking about over the next few weeks. I am not going to finish it tonight. Over the last 10 years, the Census Bureau has reported that the divorce rate has dropped. Now, I know for many of us, we might say that that's great. That's a really good thing. The divorce rate has dropped. That means maybe people are a little bit more happy. Not necessarily so. When we break down the numbers, this is what we have come up with. 41% of first marriages end in divorce. 60% of second marriages end in divorce. And 73% of third marriages end in divorce. See, this is what is happening out there. Many people are afraid to get married because they feel that they're going to get a divorce. So for most couples, and what people are now thinking is the norm, they believe it's just better just to live together. See, but the real question is, what happened to the emotional stress, the hurt, and the anger if that relationship ends? Is it really any different than a divorce? You're living together, you got kids together, you bought cars together, you bought houses together. Does it really make a difference that when the relationship over, you think just because you have been living together with someone, it's supposed to make it better than if you were actually married to someone? How about this? How about learning the symptoms of those challenges, of those problems, getting to the root of those problems and those challenges and fixing those problems and those challenges way before the breakup, way before you end up in divorce court? Let's talk about some of these symptoms that may be in the way of your marriage then, and you really have no idea about what's going on. See, sometimes when things aren't going right in your relationship, in your conversation, you are consistently correcting your spouse. Maybe your spouse is trying to talk to you about certain things, maybe the latest emoji, maybe he's a techie, maybe she's a techie, maybe that's just their language. But you don't understand it. You're trying to change them and tell them this is what you actually mean. This is what you should actually say. Why do you talk that way? You're educating. You own your own business. You're a graduate. You got degrees. Why do you talk that way? But like I said before, the times are changing, so you have to change with the times. You can't necessarily get into the norm, but if you don't catch the wave about what's going on, you're going to get left behind. You're going to get left out there. How about this one? When you make your partner the butt of the jokes, you're always talking about things that's going on with your partner. You're actually talking about your partner. As much as you love them, you talk about them in public as if they are less than your soulmate, less than your partner, less than your lover. It's like you want to make jokes and you want to hurt this individual's feelings because you just like to do that. That's probably the worst thing that you can do when you're in a relationship is make your spouse the butt of the joke, to talk about your spouse when you're supposed to be lifting them up. How about you argue over money? That's a good one. But before I get into that one, we're going to take a quick break for our sponsors. I want to thank Mercedes-Benz for being a big sponsor. And we'll be right back with Embrace and Love.
When you look at the Mercedes-Benz GLC, with its high-tech cameras and radar, contemporary cockpit, 360-degree network of driver assist technologies, and sporty performance, what's most impressive about the GLC? All depends on your point of view. 1,150. Mercedes-Benz. The best or nothing.
Welcome back to Embrace and Love. I am your host, Dr. Charles Dean, the relationship mentor. Tonight, we are talking about 15 ways to improve your marriage. And right before the quick break, we were talking about some of the things that can come up in your relationship. We were talking about making your partner, your spouse, the butt of the joke, talking about them in public. We were talking about correcting them when they say certain things. You always want to correct them as if they are a child. How about arguing over money? See, when I'm going through these things, these are symptoms of problems in your relationship. See, money is a big problem all by itself. Even if you are single, money is a problem. And then you get into a relationship. And this is something that I really never understood about couples when they got into relationships and they got married. I just never understood how you had your own money. I had my own money. We get together and now we're broke. I really never understood that. I never understood why we could not come together and bring our resources together and prosper. That's what it's supposed to be about. That's supposed to be what that joint union is all about, for us to prosper. See, most couples, they basically start off with money problems because they've never talked about them while they were dating. They never talked about them when they decided that they wanted to get married. Yeah, you may have had some qualms about what it was going to cost for the reception, or maybe what the dress was going to cost, or maybe the tuxedos, but you didn't really talk about the finances in the household, where the money was going to go, who was going to pay what, or how it was going to be, if you was going to have joint accounts or anything like that. You never talked about that. So now you find yourself arguing over money. How about when you just can't seem to agree on children? You know, there are a lot of mixed marriages, and I don't necessarily mean in the ethnic sense of it, but you have people that have had children and then they get into a marriage and their spouse has children. So it's almost like you can discipline your own child, but you can't discipline my child. That's my son. I'm going to tell him how to do and what not to do. See, that's a very big problem when you're in that relationship, when you're married to that individual and you and that spouse are not on the same page on how we're going to have our values, have our family values, how we're going to bring these children up, how we're going to discipline them. It doesn't make a difference whether they're older or younger. You need to look at who you're involved with. You got a child that's 25, 27 years old. He still has a parent. And that parent should understand that I am in this marriage now, and I'm going to talk to my husband or I'm going to talk to my wife about the decision that we're going to make in your life. Because of some of the things that you're doing, I just don't understand why you're doing that. I didn't raise you that way. So people have to be able to agree on how we're going to raise a family. You just can't think that I love him and he is so handsome and he's got it going on and she's so beautiful and just so pretty and she's got it going on, and you think that you're just going to forget about the family, forget about the kids. It's not going to happen. They are there. See, when you have problems and different things like that, then your intimacy, the sex, takes a back seat in your relationship. See, with all the crazy days and everything that's going on in your life, things just go wrong. And see, that's the time that you really need that intimate support. That's the time you need that hug. That's the time you need that kiss. That's the time you really want that massage. That's the time you just want to relax and tell him to rub your feet or rub your back. See, but if you got so many problems going on in that relationship, intimacy, we're not even talking about the intercourse, the sex part of it. We're talking about the intimacy is going to take a back seat. See, it doesn't always have to be about sex. It's just being able to come in, have a crazy day, and know that I can be in my husband's arms tonight and just lay there and just kind of drift away. Or I know that I can just lay across the bed and my wife is going to rub my back, have a nice conversation with me, and it's going to be all right. But you can't do that because you got so many issues going on. And see, most couples don't even talk about their wants, needs, and desires anyway. So you don't really know what I want. I don't know how to express to you what I want. I'm having a bad day. I'm just having a bad day. I don't believe or know how to say that you are the person that I need to connect with that's going to make this bad day better. I don't know how to do that because I've never done it before. I got a bad day. I'm just letting you know, leave me alone. I need my own space. You know, we'll talk about it in the morning. Going to bed early. I don't want to talk about it. There's an attitude in the house. All because of something that had nothing to do with your relationship. Now your relationship is in the tub, in the toilet, down the drain, all because you don't know how to talk about your wants, needs, and desires. See, nothing has to be wrong for you to talk about those things. It's just things that happen in your relationship. I'm going to do a show about wants, needs, and desires because I think that is really big in relationships. You don't communicate. But check this out. By no means are all of these symptoms that happens in relationships. See, if you have forgotten what it takes to communicate with your spouse, all the things you used to talk about when you were dating, you can bet your life that you are going to have a difficult marriage. Because marriage is all about communicating. It's that desire to be with that one. That's why you said, will you marry me? And she said, I will. But I want to share everything with you. I want to share my life. This is no gimmick. This is not just I need a place to stay. I just want to hang out for a couple of years. This is because I have a desire to share everything about me with you, the good, bad, and the different. See, do you remember what it was like when you were dating? The conversations you would have for hours and hours and hours on the phone. When you would sit over her house or she would be over your house and y'all would talk from 8 o'clock at night till 2, 3 in the morning. That first blush of love that came across your lips, your smile, made you feel good. See, you can actually rekindle those things. You just have to know how to rekindle them. But see, if you are not open to taking your marriage to another level, you'll just stay at the bottom. Tonight, I want to be able to show you how to breathe new life into your relationship. And see, I'm not just talking about those that have been married for years and years or the seasoned ones. I have newlyweds that I mentor. 6 months, a year into their marriage, they're having problems. They're trying to learn one another as they move into one under the same roof, and they're having problems. The day-by-day things are just getting on their nerves, and they don't know how to communicate. We're in this selfie world where people are selfish now. They don't know how to communicate. They're sending texts, but no one knows how to open up their mouth and talk about anything. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to get into some of the things that I strongly believe is going to help you in your relationship. I'm going to give you the 15 steps towards improving your marriage. There's some simple things that you need to do, simple things that you need to learn that's going to make your relationship better. I'm your host, Dr. Charles Dean, and you are listening to Embracing Love. We'll be right back.
Gotta be a million ways.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Dr. Charles Dean, a relationship mentor, and you are listening to Embracing Love, the show about love and relationships. Listen, tweet a friend. Tell a friend Embracing Love is on the air. Say, listen, you have got to hear this show tonight. Listen, before the break, I wanted to share some things with you about how things can make your relationship better. Because what is it that we are going through in this day and time that is causing so many problems in relationships? Here's one of the big things that's a real problem in relationships. And as I go through it, I want you to understand. Domestic work can really keep your relationship strong. When couples are doing things in the house together, when they're working together, it can really make that relationship much stronger. See, now, if you have had the luxury of being a housewife or now in this day and time, a house husband, see, your typical day starts and ends with the same things, house chores. See, that's the agreement that you made with your spouse. I'm going to go to work, and you're going to take care of the house, take care of the kids, and whatever the case may be. A working couple is no different. See, whether you're working full-time or part-time, the only thing that really happens is at the end of the day, you still have to come home and do things in the house. And you can't come home and think that one spouse is going to do all the chores and the other spouse is not going to do too much of anything. A spouse that does all the household chores will have very little time for themselves or for their children or even for their spouse. If there's any extra time at the end of that day in that evening, of course, anybody would. I need some time for myself. Just give me some time for myself. Let me relax. Let me wind down. See, in a marriage, sharing, you know, some of the responsibilities in the household chores is the greatest thing you can do. It's still ideal for you to do it. In reality, you know, sharing these domestic, you know, has become one of the biggest problems in relationships. See, research will show that, you know, the housewives are mainly responsible for the housework, and however, a little help from their spouse would be great. See, 20 or 30 years ago, the argument was when one did everything in the house and the wife began to complain about the things that she was doing, the husband would come back, which was a problem all by itself, and indicate that, you know, I'm out here working, slaving, trying to bring home the money so that we could pay the bills. That's usually a problem all by itself because now the wife is burnt out. And you have to understand that when the husband hears this, that the wife is burnt out and that there's things that he wants to do or that he's desiring in a household, it creates a problem. Here's the new thing. In this new generation of relationships and marriages, we have to be able to help one another out. See, men are not the only ones paying and helping out on the bills anymore. Women are working just as hard and just as long as a man now, sometimes even longer. And see, there's women out there that are swinging hammers, coming home, they're tired. But see, they are expected to cook and take care of the kids and still lay up and take care of the man later on that evening. That's not fair. I'm here to tell the men that's not fair. You have to be able to get in there and find something to do to now, you have to be able to get in there and find things to do that's going to help that relationship work. Now, please understand, I am not bashing men. I'm just saying in this day and time now, both of you have to be able to do something. The men has to step in because the women are doing things. And if you expect her to return that love back to you and be there for you and nurture you and talk to you and cook to you and then put it out for you later on that night, you have to be able to make sure that she's comfortable before 11, 12 o'clock at night. You can't expect her to come in after her long day's work, cook the food, clean the kitchen, do the homework, bathe the kids, all of this, and then come in there and just open up for you. It's not going to happen. That's going to cause one of the biggest problems. I don't care who she is. She can be the housewife from heaven, and she's going to get tired of doing it consistently. The days of the Wonder Woman are really not there anymore. They are saying, I need some help. I am crying out for some help. I need this man to help me out just a little bit. Give me something. See, the world is changing every day, right in front of us. From technology, internet, cell phones, and computers, and every day, they're trying to teach us to learn things that's going to make our life easier. Yet, it's teaching couples how to maintain problems in their life because it's separating them. But no one is teaching them how to come together. See, study shows that, you know, when you share the housework, when you share that housework, it becomes less stressful. It takes that problem away from the day. Because if one cooks and then the other one cleans the kitchen, then the one who cooked after they finish eating, he or she, you know, because they got men cooks as well, can go and relax for a while. Because give me, you know, 15, 20 minutes, I'm going to clean the kitchen, this, that, and the other. You can go run a bath water. You can go kiss the kids tonight, check on their homework while I do the kitchen, while I vacuum. So you have to be able to talk about the chores between you and your spouse and the things that you want in that relationship. Who's going to do what? And see, when you choose those chores, choose them and agree upon them. Now, I know that, you know, there are people out there that says, well, you know, she doesn't like to do laundry. She doesn't know how to do the colors and the whites, and she doesn't have the right detergent. Or there's someone that says every time I send him to the store, he brings back the wrong groceries and I have to go back and I have to order them anyway, or I have to get new ones, you know, this, that, and the other. Whatever it is, learn to teach one another. Have fun with one another to learn to do that, so that you can have the list of groceries. So you know the difference between, you know, the asparagus and I don't know, the cornbread or whatever it is that I have no idea about. But it used to be cabbage, and my mind is blank right now, but, you know, they both look the same. Cabbage and the green, something like that. So you want to be able to learn those things, whether it's meal preparation or whether it's picking up the kids. You know, I want you to be able to help me. If it's laundry, we're going to pick a particular time that we're doing laundry. Laundry detergent. Where should my bras go? Where should my panties go? They're not supposed to be in the dryer. They're supposed to be hung up here. My jeans. You don't put them in there because they'll shrink. You know? Ladies, if he doesn't know how to do this because you do it all the time, teach him. Once he learns how to do it, then it's a burden off you. And you don't have to deal with it yourself. And husbands, you have to understand, a happy wife is a happy life. Things just make it a lot better for you. See, if you want your marriage to work, you have to be able to step out the box. You can't stay stuck in what used to be days of yesteryear. You have to be able to say, okay, we're going to come together, and as the world is changing, we're going to change with it, but it's going to be for the better for our relationship. And we're not going to stay in the marriages and the relationships of 20 or 30 years ago. What is it that you need me to do? See, that takes me to my next point about becoming a good listener. See, listening is a key to any successful marriage. Okay, so what I'm going to do, I got about 15, 20 more minutes. What I'm going to do, And this is going to be a series. I don't know how many, but I'm going to take my time as I go through it so that everyone knows, everyone gets. See, in life, what we have when dealing with listening and learning to understand, that's a behavior that we have. So you have to be open to the idea of, in the effort of making your marriage work. You have to know what it means to say, okay, I want this marriage to work. And because I want it to work, I have to learn how to listen. I have to learn how to communicate. You know how many people that I sit and I talk with on a day-to-day basis, and they tell me, my husband doesn't listen to me. My wife doesn't listen to me. Oftentimes, people overlook the fact that the marriage is consistent about sharing and learning. It's not on autopilot. It is about sharing and learning. Learning and sharing. It's consistently going to change. Every day, something new is going to happen. Something to talk about. Something to learn in the relationship. Something to build in the relationship. Every day. Remember I talked about running your having your marriage like a business? I know we get tired of corporate meetings. But the reason why that there are corporate meetings every day, all day long, is because there's changes that needs to be taken place so that upper management can understand where this company is getting ready to go. And our shareholders need to know that we're getting ready to go to another level. And the only way that we're going to go in another level in our marriage is that we talk about where our future is. If we have no idea about where we're going in our marriage or what's going on in our marriage, then we're going to fall apart. That's exactly what's going to happen. So you have to be able to communicate. Many of us don't know how to do that. We don't know how to talk to one another. See, all of us, you know, want this type of relationship where things are just going to be hunky-dory. They're going to be great. We want to be in this wonderful marriage. We want to be in this journey, but we never want to talk about the things that's changing in our lives. For whatever reason. See, everything that you learned about your spouse before you got married, all the little things that you learned, the things that you thought was cute, the things that you thought was funny, the things that you thought was annoying, now is the time when you get married that it's going to become that test. This is where we're going to test you on everything. This is where the rubber hits the road. This is where the rocket is going to take flight. Let's see if it flies. And this is where the crap is going to hit the fan. Because now we are living under the same roof. We are no longer separated. We are here. I'm going to learn and see and develop and figure out everything about you. And in order for this to grow and for us to consistently have this love, I need to know what's going on in your life. I need to know how things are working out in your life. I need to know that this relationship is where it's supposed to be and that you're able to talk to me about things that's going on in your life. Everything that you've learned about your life, everything that you asked her about before you married her, everything that you learned about him when you said, I do, is now coming to reality. And you have to be able to talk about it. You have to be able to understand that we can get through this argument. We can get through these love spats, these disagreements, the kids, the family, and the money, if we just learn to talk about things. If we take the time and communicate. Because the plan is that we're together for the rest of our life. See, I know when you hear that, you're saying to myself, oh my God, this is crazy. I have to do things like this in that marriage? Yes, these are the things that you have to do in the marriage if you want this marriage to work. See, that's why you get some people say that this is a chain and ball, the ball and chain. This is the death set. You used to ask people back in the day, how's your marriage? And they say, it's the greatest thing in life. Well, they didn't have too much to do. They went to work, got a check, put the check in the bank. It was great. Now you got all kinds of bills. You got your cell phone bill. You got your car note. You got the mortgage. You got Wi-Fi. You got social media. You're paying for different things. You got school. You got college. You got after-school activities. All of these things are taking place, and you're trying to figure out, oh, my God, this is crazy. How can I talk to this individual? I am tired at the end of the day. Who wants to go through all of this? But the real question that you really need to ask yourself, the real question is, why didn't someone share this kind of information or mentor me before I got married, before I started pulling my hair out and I started hanging out at happy hours just after 6 months of my marriage? How come someone didn't tell me that these are some of the things that I'm going to go through? See, listening is a requirement. It's a learning art that you have to learn in your marriage. See, you might have been able to get away with it when you're dating because you probably wasn't serious. So if she said something to you, it really didn't matter. If he said something to you, it really didn't matter. But at the point of time, you have to realize that now I need to learn to listen. See, you've heard this before. I'm almost sure. You are a very good listener, right? You listen well. But you probably also heard this one. You don't listen very well, do you? How about this one? Why don't you listen to anything that I have to say? I talk to you, I tell you what's going on, but you, it seems like it goes in one ear and out of the other. Now, you notice that there's two or three out of the four or five that I just gave you. Let's talk about how you're going to learn to communicate. Communicating in a relationship is extremely important. When you have problems in your relationship, when you have problems in your life, you got to remember that you made that choice. You've made that choice to share your life with someone, your partner, your spouse. You have to know in your mind and in your head, I've made this choice. This is what I have to do. So when something begins to go wrong in your life, you can't go, I'll handle this by myself, because you're not by yourself. This is a problem or an issue or something that possibly can affect my marriage, and we need to talk about it. So I have to now share it with this individual. But see, here's the problem with so many of us. Can you trust your partner when you tell them something? And I know people feel that your partner doesn't need to know everything. See, well, the verdict is still out on that one. I mean, that's up to you on that. But I will tell you this, if your boy or your girlfriend know more than your spouse, or they know more about that problem than your spouse, you have a problem. You have to be able to trust your partner and tell them what's going on. It's better that I know now and deal with it than I see it on social media, or I hear it in the street, or someone calls me and tells me something different. See, I don't want to walk in the house and find out that the lights aren't on because you thought you could beat the bank, because you're old school. I'm going to make the payment now, and I got the weekend. But yeah, you forgot about that. When you make the payment, it's there now. It's bouncing now. And you have to be able to tell your spouse, listen, baby, I'm sorry. I just... Money's not there. We just got to figure out a way. Because, see, what a man is going to do is try to figure out how I can get this money in the bank. How can I work and get a couple of dollars together? What the woman is going to do, your helpmate, and the reason why you need to communicate with her, she's going to say, get the gas and electric people on the phone, please. Call them. Hi, my name is this is Dean, and you know, we need to do a payment arrangement. I can pay $20 now, and I promise you by next week we'll take care of the rest of the balance or whatever. It works every time.
See, but when it doesn't work, it's when you come in the house and you hit the switch and the lights are off, and then you try to get on the phone and say, Mrs. Dean, you owe $550 and you are 2 months behind. And then you're trying to figure out why we're 2 months behind. Because somebody didn't communicate about money. Now, it wasn't the fact that maybe he didn't pay the bills or maybe she didn't pay the bills, because you know that you did particular things in that relationship. Maybe you had to pay for the kids' tuition. Maybe their trip. Maybe something had to be done in the family, and you know it. But because you don't communicate about finances, there was that gap there. So where you thought that he was going to take care of it, and he thought maybe you were going to take care of it, or we were going to move some money around, it never happened. Effective communication enables you to sort out your problems with ease. And so you can have fun with it at the same time. Whoa, baby, I'm glad we caught the gas and electric, because I don't know what we would have done. Mommy would have been upset if she came home and saw those lights out. You know, so you can joke about it because it didn't happen. See, but when it happens, and see, you got to understand, men, there's a reason why God put this woman in your life. There's a reason why God put Adam to sleep and made her Eve. Because he already knew the man I designed is designed to do A, B, and C. And this woman is going to catch that with her sixth sense. She's going to say, something ain't right. Let me pull this stuff up. Something ain't right. Honey, did you pay the bills? This, that, and the other. She's going to catch it. Because a woman wants security. And regardless of what's going on, she's going to make sure that her household and her kids is secure. So learning how to effectively communicate with your spouse is going to strengthen your trust, your honesty, and the respect for that relationship. It's going to make that marriage much stronger. I already said that this is going to be a series, and right now I'm just getting into effective listening, but my time is just just have a few minutes. What I'm going to do is get deeper into it and hope that, you know, you pick something up, because you're not. But next week, I'm going to pick up on effective listening, because I want to teach you how to listen effectively. Because we don't do it. When I did the survey in Love and Relationship, I don't know, it was posted like on a Monday, and I think it went through the whole week up until like this past week, and people were still posting things. And as I went through them and I read them, a lot of those problems was communication in the relationship. So next week, I'm going to spend some time. I want you to take notes. I want you to go to Dr. Charles Dean. I want you to schedule your appointment. If you find yourself in these problems and you really need to talk to someone, I offer a free 30-minute consultation. Let's talk about it. I tell you what, if you mention that you are listening to the shows for 15 ways to improve your marriage, I will give you another 30 minutes free. So you will have a whole hour to talk to me. Free consultation. And we can talk about different things. Listen, I'm Dr. Charles Dean, and I'm excited about this series. Because I'm going to take my time with it. I'm going to talk to you guys. I know that my listeners like Colleen is going to receive some help. the emails and the chats that I see that's going on. I'm going to get to them after the show. There's a lot of questions that's going on. So I'm going to take my time because I strongly believe this is going to help a lot of couples in their relationship. So when the series is over, I want you to make sure that you have every show. You can download it so that you can take it with you so it's on your mobile device everywhere you go. You can just listen to it while you're driving it. Throw it into your Bluetooth and listen to it for a little while. While you're on the bus, while you're on the train. Lock it into your phone so while you're on the plane, you can just listen to it. Take some notes down and act on some of these that I'm going to be talking to you about. I have been your host, Dr. Charles Dean, and you have been listening to Embracing Love, the show about love and relationships. God bless. Good night.